אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading from the article by בעל הסולם, 600,000 souls. You can ask questions at cup.tv and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, the article 600,000 souls by בעל הסולם. It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand how is it possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam HaRishon. In my opinion, indeed, there is only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one. As in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things, yet saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines upon him. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ, and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel, and this is truly a flaw. Hence, it causes, along with the above mentioned.
One moment. Is it clear so far? Any questions? One soul, only it was created, nothing else. And only it exists, and we always work and exist in it. And if we think or imagine that it's not so, the issue is that we are broken. This is how I see the vessel, which is shattered, divided to me and others, not we, not whole. And my entire work is to come to a state where I correct my perception. Meaning now I'm in a world where all its pieces are scattered. I don't see any connection between them. And it was always comfortable for me to look at the world that way and to manage myself and with the world that way. Because this is how I looked at myself and the world around me. Now I'm reaching a point where I see that the world around me is different. I discover that the nature levels of still inanimate, vegetative, and animate are closely connected. It's not so important to me. It influences ecology and the climate and so on, because things that I do here induce all kinds of unpleasant changes in other levels of nature. But that's one thing. What's important is that the human society also now becomes one mechanism, meaning the world appears today as one soul, one kli. And I, with respect to that kli, I don't want to recognize it as one. I see that I am forcefully driven into it. Reality is pushing me to it, but it's against my will. Internally, I want to stay individual, egoistic, and so on. here comes the issue of one soul, or 600,000 souls, which he'll explain. And, in fact, this entire vision is only with respect to the broken human. And the faster, the sooner we realize this and correct our perception, the sooner we will succeed. What, Leo?
I want to ask about this, what you said, that we need to see the world as one, and this is against my will. So a person who has a point in the heart, who is trying to work against his desire, he has, let's say, a very strong environment that enables him to do so, and also the point in the heart as if still shines for him, and he feels that there's something higher than this reality, and maybe it's worthwhile to make the effort. When we speak of the 99%, it's not clear. I mean, people who truly understand that, well, ultimately we need to connect. You yourself don't know, and certainly they don't know where to find even the forces to do that.
From the connection itself?
What do you mean from the connection itself?
From the connection, we'll get the strength to connect. That's how it is. Where does the light that reforms come from? It comes from within, from the connection. It's like a spring.
Well, again, I'm trying to compare it to us. Look, when a person with the point in the heart starts this process, then indeed what he has is a very strong environment that operates on him. The 99%, their environment, I mean, there is no environment.
There is suffering. There's suffering, and their will to receive is much smaller than ours. They don't have the same temptations that we have. What, you think that they have the same disturbances? And that they weren't given the same conditions. They have conditions that match their disturbances and their desire. All of their components are well organized.
If I want to come to them and tell them that there is this method here that is, I mean, all in all, there's some here that can be done easily.
It's a soft and nice method, very beautiful.
What about the torments?
There's no torments. Let's just play in connecting. Everyone likes singing. Everyone likes being together. Let's sit in a circle. Let's sing together, eat together, something tasty. Sing some songs and start connecting beautifully. What's the problem? What, are you pulling them towards some unpleasant situations? Some dirty situations. Women, children can take part in that. There's no... What kind of overcoming or resistance they need to work with here? They don't need to, on the contrary. What did Abraham do? First of all, he opened up his tent so there would be no sun, you know, in their eyes. Then someone would come, he would go open up this barbecue, and he would speak to people and say, you know, we should connect, we'll feel the upper force, you'll feel that force, and things will be better. You'll understand how to not make mistakes in the world, in life. So I don't understand you. Give me a few billions and I'll do it. You see what we do. We understand and don't understand how to present ourselves with Kabbalah, without Kabbalah, and see how everything is open. Because the method is very, very soft. It's not against human nature. It isn't. You're saying things will be better. Let's start uniting. Not the crisis, not anything. The money, success, honor, family, children, elderly people, everything will fall into place. In what way? There is an inner force that we have to find in our connection and things will fall into place. Why? Why? Tell me. You're not working against the ego. You're not working against the ego. So, gradually, when he comes to connect with other people, he begins to discover that through just regular bonding and connection with other people, he discovers that there is some common force, and that common force is working, and we want to be, we should be connected and unified. It isn't the end of the road, but it's a condition that one will begin to discover through the connection with us. Just as Baal HaSulam explains to us at the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, Galgal Tanayim and Achab, from internality to externality, he'll begin to absorb from us a certain feeling that there is something special in us. The upper force. The upper dimension. And then it will flow. But for the common people, for the 99%, it's not working against the desire. It's not overcoming. So when you tell me, how will I approach them? How will I? You come to them with a plate full of candies. You know, there's nothing else you give them besides sweets. All you're saying is through unity will solve all the problems. If you don't see it that way, it's a sign that you don't understand the people and how to approach them. For those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah and have to overcome, they have this inversion between their vessels and what they long for, that's a whole different work. Working above reason, this is the work of Israel, meaning those who are called the Rosh, the head. But what happens in the head later spreads into the goof, the body.
I'm asking because I want to try and find a better explanation, not to convince myself that there is some method that's going to work. There's no question about it. Only searching for an explanation. Now, in this context, there are many...
In this context, there is, in everything that we have and they have, it seems like similar actions externally, yet totally, completely different internally. They do round tables, we do workshops. They will study in their courses and we study our studies. Yet, the essence of the matter is difference. The material. I study the material in order to invert myself. They study in order to be better off. This is why it is said that the people of the world will carry the people of Israel on their shoulders. Why? Because they say, we're the body, we're willing to nullify ourselves towards them. They nullify themselves towards us. Carry us on their hands, meaning making us the head. But the condition is simply, to begin with, it's in order to receive. Later on, through absorbing illumination from us, from above, when we make couplings, Vugdaka, on our vessels, on our achap, in order to bestow, and then they will join layer by layer in their desires, they will join the desire of Galgal Ta'anayim. They'll nullify themselves. Like a baby nullifying himself before the mother and absorbing everything from her. He only nullifies himself.
Our message is truly received nicely and softly, but at least according to my impression, there are quite a few people, maybe even the majority, who are saying, these are nice people. I understand what it is they're saying, but almost every person today realizes that what we're speaking of is something that requires a great effort. It's something that's not simple.
What huge effort? What?
To yield, to give up. Ultimately, I need to give up a little bit of myself for the others.
No. Look how many people go to bars, to festivals, to all sorts of events like that. People want to be connected. They want to play together, to... They go to the beach together. They like, you know, being with everyone else around them, doing the same things. We are not demanding anything else from them. Only let's consider, let's think about connection. Let's make actions of connection that will make our situation better. You understand that the situation is that there's protests, poverty, gap in income inequality, housing problems, lots of problems. There's a lot to do. So let's discover greater forces that will help us eliminate the gaps. How? Through connection between us. What are you talking about? Let's examine that. You put them in around the table. In an hour or two, they already absorb a certain impression from it, that it is possible that after that, people change a bit. Let's come to a state. You also explain this as part of this round table. You should, for now, we're doing it in a very random kind of way. But if you will work with them systematically, they'll understand where our ego comes from and how we unite and what force we draw from this. And our only choice is to be under this beautiful environment like at the round table, and that we are fulfilled. This is the main thing. Not by the money I have at the bank or the tons of merchandise sitting in my warehouse. What we are filled with is a feeling. And so what then can help me feel good? That everyone around me are my friends, caring for me. What Baal HaSulam writes there, etc., in the article of Arvut, etc. You begin to influence them with this knowledge and feeling, and they begin to realize that there's both a method here and power to actualize it. It comes together in mind and heart. And in the meantime, many other people are along with them. They all see that they study the same thing, that they are inspired by the same feeling. They're moving towards a state where they can somewhat actualize it, say, to 1%, 2%, 5%, we'll diminish the gaps, we'll do some things on the account of another things, let's reach some social consensus, and as a result, we'll work. You have a platform, how to put it, a basis, and an infrastructure from which you can begin. And it's all very soft, only to the extent that you have a true agreement of the majority, and here you can also hand out, you know, symbols of honor. You can draw all kinds of known people, celebrities, actors, and so on. They can help with that because it gives them respect and so on. I can't find anything here that can be tough. It's just realizing these things, writing them well, really learning how to do that. We need that. This is a work of, you know, a psychologist and an organizer, but I don't think that there should be a problem here.
Last thing I want to say, I have a sensation, a feeling that we lack in this explanation, something that will simply push the person, not push, but persuade him to go deeper. The moment he'll be on the inside.
Where?
Deeper into that process that we offer him, this method, this experience.
No. Let's say he has a problem with children education. Let's speak about children education. Let's find a solution. So we sit together around a round table. And we discuss it. How can we change it? Who's to blame for it? Who's not to blame? What's wrong? What's right? What will happen? Let's leave alone what we have today. Let's forget about who's to blame. Let's look about how to improve and etc. Let's unite. Maybe we'll find a way, because the most important thing is the connection. The good environment is the unity. Let's do it for the children. There's a way to do it. Others not suffer due to education, but due to the housing problems. So let's try to do the same there. So you turn to their desires, and as a result, you do it that way. What's hard to organize them? It's not that hard. I'm not saying it's simple. You have to know how to do it and so on. But essentially, if you push the right buttons of people, then you see that it opens up. Because there is nothing really to be against here. And in favor will only depend on how you kind of design this thing.
Again, I say that most people are in favor, but they haven't yet actively joined the process that we offer. They sit and listen, but that's it.
We don't offer any process.
What do you mean?
Where's the process you're
in practice, we
offering.
Don't have it yet, but...
Yes, you don't have the army that can go out and do what's needed. The television channel, even our television channel, still doesn't present everything correctly, clearly, attractively. I'm not saying it's so easy to do. I think that it's not simple. It will require some more time, even when we truly want to do that, and not just me talking about it. But it's not simple. But, and that will be on all kinds of radio shows and other television shows with the same thing. And not even us, other people, it doesn't matter. But they'll all talk around the round table. Not fighting with each other, but looking for the common denominator. This is the difference between what we're doing and what others are doing. To begin with, we already rule out anything that is against. We have forgotten about that. We've finished with everything that is between us. Good, bad, doesn't matter. We are now creating something new. In half an hour, I'm going to speak to my wife. If I had some sort of a problem with her yesterday, in today, in the morning, I am forbidden to mention it. No such thing. Smile, that's it. Nothing of yesterday. I'm telling you, try this approach. Because this is we start everything from that. Yes, let Yakoka.
What does it mean to be in touch with us so that the light would flow from internality to externality?
If humanity receives the method of correction from us through all kinds of different circles, campus, lessons, conventions, all kinds of activities, like we went into the park there in the Independence Day, television channels, doesn't matter, but if it receives from us, from all our friends all over the world, along with the correct method, just as I now spoke about with that point, that we are not going into arguments. There is no argument. We're looking for what's shared between us. The fact that there is 99% of things between us that is not shared, we have to find that 1% that is common to all of us. And first, tie a knot there, make a connection. And that knot is called, how? What? Not our root? No, our root is later. Covenant. Covenant. Yes. That we make a pact between us. After we did that, we can begin to go out of that knot into the flesh around it that resists it and start connecting that as well. But that's how we work, but that's later. And through that connection, even 1%, we can already solve some problems, little problems. But if there is some connection, then maybe I give up on this, you give up on that, and we begin to build something shared. We do everything in a shared manner. And even the new life that we put together is a shared life. It's not that he'll get another $500 and the other one will get another room to his apartment and the kids will be taken to some activity and something else. No, it's not that we do things to fill up people's will to receive. No, we organize common life. It's completely different. It's not that I provide for each and everyone's will to receive what they want, as those who go out to protest think about. It isn't like that. You'll never be able to provide anything that way. It'll never be enough, ever. Only through connecting them, and their life has to be connected. This is a new age. We'll come to learn what he really wrote there in The Last Generation.
What is lacking in our explanation today that doesn't create this pact?
We've just begun. I don't think so. I think that our friends are doing a great job on the streets. What do we lack? That after these round tables, that after that we'll have the knowledge, the method, the system of what to do with the people next. And in an immediate manner, to begin treating them. Let's say we had a round table in Zichron, right? Not regardless of our group there that is known as a Kabbalah group. Or maybe a little bit mixed with it, but it needs to be very blurred. So we have to continue working with the audience as we started in the round table. In all sorts of ways. Yes. Yes.
This is clear, and there's no criticism over the work that is being done. Indeed, it's great work, but...
No, I'm talking about what's next.
I'm asking in terms of our circles, as if between us also this pact is lacking in order to create this army that you're talking about.
And by that, it will happen by working on the external ones, we will also have a need for that pact. We will feel that without connection, I can't go out. I have no motivation to get out. I have no power to work with the people if I myself don't get it. It's like a salary that I have to have in order to feed my children.
So, how do we feel their pressure on us?
When beginning to take care of them, to feel their desires. And this is what will push us to advance faster forward.
This pressure, is that what passes the light to them through us?
Their pressure on us impels us to pray. Basically, that's the prayer, that's the deficiency. Because we're helpless in how do we organize this, how do we promote them, how do we advance along with them. And then it turns out that there's a connection between Gagalta and Ayam and Achap, and that's how we advance. And you'll see that you don't lack anything in this entire structure. You will discover in any society, in any field, in any action, that you have all the opportunities. You don't lack food or clothing or housing or anything. Only to the extent that you begin organizing things, all of a sudden you have the opportunities, things come out from all kinds of places, but only on the condition that they stay connected. Then they'll get everything. Let your Frenchman friend ask.
The issue of the 1% and the 99%, this is the light for the nations, right? It's the same thing. Our role is...
The nations, meaning those who cannot correct themselves by themselves.
So our work is to eliminate the goyim, right? This is the 1% versus the 99%. So we have a problem. Because when we speak of the 1% and the 99%, we use the language of the nations. The whole struggle is a semantic one. We don't use our...
What language do you want us to use?
Speak of a holy nation. You speak in our language. Time has come for that. Why hide it?
I don't know. I don't even use the words nation and Israel because it confuses people. I'm saying that 1% of the population feels an inclination upwards to spiritual values. 99% don't care about anything but what's in their belly and their pocket.
But you say it in the language of the 99%, and because of that we behave like the 99%, and we have all of these problems, all of these questions. Why is there no pact, no connection? Because the struggle is first a semantic struggle in Kabbalah, if I'm not mistaken. If we use the language, which is not our language,
the language we approach the world with?
We have very clear concepts. When I say, I belong to Israel...
Leave these words alone. We're not using them a long time already.
Why? Why use 1%, 99%? There's a separation that you cannot come out of that separation because the 1% is not related to the 99%. It's a completely different kind. There's no common root.
Right, so...
But a holy nation... And the nations of the world, the goys, they have different roles.
I don't think that's how you come to connection with them. On the contrary, hatred and separation.
No. Truly, it's going to confuse people. But
I don't want to use the word nation or Gentile at all. According to the Torah, it means people. It means a nation. And over time, it got some bad connotation.
Okay, but so our role is to connect. But in order to connect, first we have to connect the words. And we need to connect the word goy. It's not disrespectful of other nations, but we need to...
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
I hear questions regarding the 99%. And each time I hear 1%, 99%, I have this very unclear, very bad sensation that...
I have a bad feeling when I hear the word nation or goy, because the whole world interprets it in a bad way, as if it's disrespect.
Yes, but we need to explain.
No,
what
you
it
can
means.
Tell them until the end of correction, nothing will help, huh? So you'll tell them, no, forget about it, because what's already carved, you won't be able to change. Oh, you're so naive. Come on, leave it alone. No, don't continue. This is, I live and feel the nations of the world no less than you do. Even though you're in France and I'm Also, I'm not from here, from Israel. I know what it is. What do you think? No, you'll start explaining to them what Israel really means and what the nations means and what is the holy nation and spiritually what it means and so on. No.
We're in a state now. You say it's going to confuse them.
No, no, no. Mister, you'll never be able to change the definitions in the people. That's it, period. You don't agree with me? Don't agree.
No, it's not. I'm just saying that there's 10% in the parliament in Greece now that people are not willing to accept new things because the pressure is tremendous.
And what?
This gives us the opportunity to explain these things.
Explain what?
What is our role with respect to them? Truly, not with their words. Not with the words. I would say,
why do you need to explain to them your role now instead of coming up to them and telling them, I have a method of how to correct the situation? That's it. Why do you need to fight against their prejudice against you?
Because if I use the words 1%, 99%, I seem like a reformer. There were many like that before me. There'll be others.
I'm sorry. I disagree with you.
I'm just asking.
Say that. Okay, so you're asking. I'm answering. That's it.
There are questions from the United States asking about the need for round tables. Should they do it there as well?
For sure. Everywhere possible, for sure it needs to be done, and definitely you need to study first how to do it, and possibly we'll send a few people who have the experience from here, but we have to do it. Yes, for sure. Roundtables, and through the roundtables, workshops and all other activities that we develop. That's the future. That is the future, the basis on which we will change human society. Sure, for sure. And everywhere, both in Europe and in North America, and when this state dawns, we have to try to do it. Everywhere there is a problem, and people go out to the streets, and they can no longer exist this way. We have to come and explain what is really the solution to the difficult situation, to the pressure they feel. And in every place, according to the people and their situation and so on, we have to learn how to approach them. So we can't just go out and, you know. But it's very important, very critical now to prepare the experts in that. Those who will really take care of the audience, the people. The masses.
Yes, Marcus. This expertise in the round tables. Well, if I'm with the 99% in the round tables, then the expertise seems to me about how to maintain this common shared place, the shared life, because until now we only had examples that common life is not this, is not that. Everything in this life, all the solutions they offer already, it's not that. But we don't have examples out of the shared life. So how to hold on to the shared life in that round table with the 99%?
I can't explain this right now. It's like with Ulyanov, we sit together and scrutinize the method for hours on end. Every day we do an hour and a half. This is how we should perhaps do more. I don't have any other choice. I can't just, you know, in the 10 minutes we have left to explain this to you. And also, you know, I don't understand this exactly. And through discussion we scrutinize these things and it becomes clearer to you and to me. I also don't know exactly, you know, how, immediately how to answer. But when I integrate with the deficiencies, the problems on the street, their characteristics. Also, I'm not familiar with how the world is externally. Baal HaSulam thought that when he goes to Poland, you know, immediately something will happen. You know, there are some phenomena in externality that aren't, you know, what do you think, Rabbi Akiva as well, and Shabtai Tzvi, others, those were people, great Kabbalists, who saw obvious things in front of them, yet the practical work is the only work that with it we can really develop the method. You have to be integrated from below, from everything that is in the people. Therefore, if you want something and you think it can already be done, please let's come and discuss it through talking or filming it, but in an organized way. First, prepare yourselves. Yes, Gilad.
Well, first, regarding what Lior asked, when we come to people and we explain to them, it doesn't matter what, they feel the unity of those who explain, where it's coming, where they're coming from. It's less, the logical explanation is less important, because people are emotional. They feel that something comes to them and it's as if opens all the doors. Can't quite explain it.
The inner force is working.
Yes, I mean, for example, we had a workshop yesterday. We'll take that force of the workshop to dissemination all week. 100% is going to open up all doors. It's simply 100%. It's going to work. No need to say a word. But the question is this. I feel a great deficiency in the people in the area of family. Well, in education, somehow we were able to address that. We had plans for years, and it's now working. In terms of the family, there's a great crisis. People are far away. Parents feel that they're failing in their children's education, and we're not yet taking care of that in depth. We don't have an expertise in this area of taking care of the family, and I feel we're really missing out. Is that true?
Yes. This is true. Again, I'm saying, we, Ulyanov and I, for instance, sit and discuss. So he poses all sorts of questions. He tells me something from his practice. This awakens all kinds of responses in me, and then there is some, you know, some layer opens up, some new layer that was hidden. It was either there, obviously, or not so much, but all of a sudden we can discuss it and unfold it, and there's new words and so on. So we have to bring these things to a discussion. It's not that much, but it's just required in order to feel the subject and shed light on it, and then it happens. Yeah.
So we can start having conversations about this area, this topic of the distress in a family now?
Yes, sure. Soon Ulyanov is leaving, and we'll do it. Not only that, there's a lot more that we should do quickly.
Like what other topics?
Whatever you give me. Any topic that, well, let's say it like this. What the human suffers from and what we should continue right after the first round table that you're doing somewhere. So how will you continue? Let's say you had a round table in Podeskatz, in Yerucham, whatever. Then you have to clarify the issues, the problems. You do that before as well. And then in some way you pull them in, you invite them to some series of such round tables where you use different people and different audiences and you create discussions as well in homes, in people's homes. You send people to this neighborhood, that neighborhood, and so on. And everyone sort of organizes home lectures in a way. And that's how you spread through the people. But it has to match the nature and characteristics of that neighborhood.
What do you feel that is lacking in the nation that we should
only
focus
unity.
On?
Only unity is what the people lack. No, it's not general. This is what's missing. And inside it, you have to detect what each and every neighborhood lacks specifically. And it can be done. And you won't even need any investment for it. If they want it, then they themselves can organize something for the children, mutual assistance between the mothers, and so on. But if you go in and open a round table and then you enter some home lectures, you start home lectures or round tables somewhere, then you can't leave it alone. You mustn't leave it. So you have to imagine how you're going to always keep them, sustain them, and be like a network that keeps spreading and spreading through the country. This is a work that requires a lot of preparation of people and human resources.
We spoke about searching for the shared place and not versus debating. How in this common place, well, first of all, today 99.9%, if not 100%, all the pleasure in what we call debating today on the internet is just arguing with one another, with everyone. In a good case, in the worst case, it just becomes cursing one another and using foul language.
It indicates the end of this, yeah.
So how in a state of searching for what is shared, let's say as a moderator, now taking place in such a discussion on the internet, for example, how do we nonetheless emphasize the unity of each, the uniqueness of each one, because if we found a shared place, then as if what's there to talk about?
Right now, I can't open this discussion. We have a minute left, less than a minute. Yes.
Friends,
write down all these things, please.
Friends from Florida are asking, what is the best way to prepare for your upcoming visit in Miami?
I am coming to Miami for 3 days. A day before that, I'm in Toronto. There's another day I'll be in New York, and 3 days in Miami altogether. There's nothing for me to do there besides a family event for 2 hours. All the rest of the time, I'm in their hands. So use me however you want. But do it in a way that is convenient and beneficial for the friends. Don't just, you know, determine, that's it, the convention for 3 days or 2 days. But figure out what people really want. I don't need to prepare if it's this way or that way. To me, it doesn't matter. You can tell me in the last minute if it's 2 days or 3 days or 1 day. Until the moment I have to come back, I'm in your hands. That's it. So besides the Saturday evening, for 2 hours, I have to go to some family event. That's it. So however you want it. How do you need to prepare? First of all, well, depending on the type of event you want to have. And according to that, you have to set up whatever chairs and tables and weather, you know, I mean, the air conditioner, broadcast, translation, all those things. And it's good if you turn to us or to perhaps New York and help you organize this planet. I come with an open heart. I'm wishing to see everyone. And you should do whatever you think is right. Certainly, however it is, it's going to be talks with activities, meaning lecture and a workshop, lecture and a workshop. We can possibly do for a day like that, you know, determine what they'll be about and so on. Well, announcements and song.
So, an announcement, an experience called Kabbalah in Ashdod tomorrow, Tuesday, 29th of May at 7 p.m. We're going to have the weekly meeting with Rav Lightman in Ashdod. In this evening, we're going to have a dialogue about the new family. What are the reasons for the rising violence among teenagers in Israel? How can we change and correct and create better families and healthier communities? We invite you to send questions. A course of the foundations of Kabbalah in Afula. This evening at 6:30 p.m., we're going to open up an introductory course on the wisdom of Kabbalah. The people who live in the area are welcome to come there for an introductory lesson. Thank you and have a great day.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be the deepest potion. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living. Together, together as one.